Oh, nice. Yeah, that, matter of fact, I don't know now. It's probably been 6 weeks ago. I took a trip down to Williams, and I had an old Mauser and traded that. And what else did I trade? I traded something else. I forget now what it was. Anyway, because it was just in a bag and, you know, kind of put away and wasn't shooting it, didn't have any intentions on reloading for it, because when I got a hold of it, I got a hold of it on a steel, and I thought, you know, I think I'm going to go see what they give me for it, and I'm like, really? They're pretty fair down there with their trade-ins and their buying, if you will. So if you can't find somebody to buy it from you, that's consideration. I don't know how close you'd be to Williams, but it's still like a 40-minute drive for me here, but I like going down there. And anyways, oh, let's see, there's something else I was going to comment on, and now I forgot what it was. Because I've been, oh, you guys were talking about reloading. You know, I do all my own reloading too, and completely agree that you really don't save any money when you factor in the reloading equipment and all that good stuff, but you get to tailor your ammo to the rifle or your handgun. And so at the moment, I reload for, oh, three of my main firearms and have the ability for a couple others, but I don't have rifles for them anymore. But hang on to it nonetheless, because there's going to be another project in the works. I haven't made up my mind, but that occupies my brain in the winter time to keep from freezing up in the cold temperatures. Oh, and that could have been real easy to do this last winter. Holy cow. But anyway. But I think I'm going to jump out of here and think about some breakfast. The dog's coaxing me for his, and so I should probably go feed Higgins and I guess find something else for myself. So, but it was good to meet you, and like I said, I listen to the MI-1 and 2, you know, with this radio, because it's a good
UHF
guys,
Hub.
A great
time out.
So